Yeah, thanks, Brian, and thanks, everyone. Yeah, it's so good to be reminded, isn't it? Because as you're moving forward, and we're on a different kind of footing now, like we're battling in a different way, you have to almost go back and remember, because he removes things. He removes things out of my life, and I have that personality change. So I have to think really hard about where I was at that point and that stage. Do you know what I mean? And the book always reminds us, it grounds us, doesn't it, of, you know, where we are. You know, and you know, and have you know, it says having made a personal inventory, what should we do about it? We've been trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with our creator, and to discover the obstacles in our path. You know, it says we this is perhaps difficult, especially discussing our defects with another person. We think we have done well enough in admitting these things to ourselves. There is doubt about that. In actual practice, we usually find a solitary self-appraisal insufficient. Now, it's insufficient because we've got a delusional illness, we've got a mental illness that justifies things and blames the other person. Do you know what I mean? To get that sin and that deep-rooted stuff up and out. And it takes courage to do the steps. Like Holly just said, you don't know this person sometimes. God's put someone in your way. He's changed the course of your life. There's a person sitting in front of you now. And I never, you know, you have to get a crowbar on me to tell anyone anything. It even says psychologists. Doctors can't get anything out of us because we're so driven by fear and we're so delusional, we're so frightened that unless something is life and death, I'm not doing it. But I've already conceded that I was in pathological mental deterioration. I was full flight from reality. I was beyond human aid. God's given me the power in free. So I've got a bit of courage. I've got a bit of that new power. I've written it all down and now I'm going to get my pride leveled. Do you know what I mean? I can't. Because the thing is, as well, if I just tell myself and write it down, it doesn't become real until the tears don't come down, the emotions of that connection. Because remember, I'm separated, I'm maladjusted to life, I'm pulled back from reality. So I actually can convince myself that actually this is enough. But it's only when I'm faced with what does the book say? And I think Holly says that as well. Because I need to be cornered. I need God to discipline me. I need that kind of, you're not getting out of this kind of approach to me because of my personality, you see, because I like to go off, you know, on my own merit, and then God has to bring me back. So because of these steps, because I conceded and I knew I was done, I knew I had to have this blind faith that I've got to sit down. And it's like I didn't know at the time, but it was my husband to be. I've got to tell him about all my sexual stuff. I've got to expose who I really was, and part of my perfectionism and pride wanting to impress him. Do you know what I mean? So it was a real like tall order at times, but I knew that this was what was happening. I knew that, you know, God put someone in my way that could. My son's just walked through the door. 1 minute, Bill. I'm just sharing. I'll be 10 minutes. Go and see Erin. Sorry, guys. And you know, so I had to go there with that fearless attitude. I had to face, and I didn't have that. I didn't have that. I had timidity. It was a flimsy reed at this point. It talks about that. He's been given this flimsy reed. But what I had was an open mind. It talks about that in the spiritual experience, you know, only an act of contempt prior to investigation. So I didn't have that. Didn't have that contempt for this step. I had an open heart, an open mind. I had the willingness, and that's what I had at this point. And it's only you can only get through something when you walk through it. And I'm walking through that middle road now. I'm not going to the left or the right. Do you know what I mean? I've conceded to more about, you know, there is no middle of the road solution for this type of real alcoholic because of where I've ended up. You see, I've ended up, I who thought so well of myself. And Bill talked about it in his story. You know, they said society was about to lock him up. And he'd really been doing well initially. He thought he was like going to run companies and he was going to do that. And that was like me in my early years. I traveled around the world. I was quite a successful model. Do you know what I mean? I'd had my own home. I'd always earned money. I'd always done okay. Now I'm sitting in the corner questioning, am I going to live or am I going to die? Do you know what I mean? And it was such a, you know, as it's in the book here, avoiding this humbling experience. Do you know what I mean? So it is a humbling experience. Do you know what I mean? It humbles us, you know, to know that we have to do that. We must be entirely honest with somebody if we expect to live long and happily in this world. So that's why I live long and happily in this world today. I have my issues, I have problems, because life is, I've realised what life's about. I'm not idyllic anymore. I'm a more of a realist. But I'm on that new footing. And the reason the joy is in my heart is because I carried on. I see some people, they think they get out of it. Oh, I'm going to go, I can't do that. I'm like, but do you know you're going back to alcoholism? You're going back to your illness. All right, it can be tough. But once you start doing it and realising they're an alcoholic sitting in front of you that's probably done the same as you anyway. Do you know what I mean? There is no hierarchy. We're all just working day by day, you know, working with each other to get us over my own alcoholism. I have to get over myself, my pride. And it talks about that, doesn't it? John, I think, said it earlier. None of us like the levelling of our pride. I do now. I've grown accustomed to it, because if I feel my pride reconstructing, I get worried. I'm like, please, Lord, no. I have another humbling experience. That's why I stay on the inventory, which John will talk about tomorrow. But he says, you know, almost none of us like the self-searching, the leveling of pride, the confession of shortcomings, which a process requires. So if you're going to be reborn, it requires, you can't go to there without going to here. It is a process. And it is quite an intricate, it's quite the way he works on us, Jesus. He's so slow, but so precise. You know, it says it's a long period of reconstruction ahead. For someone who ran on self-will, I'm like, I want this over and done quickly, God. I'm trying to tell him what he can do to me. And I'm having to walk as a broken woman, going to someone's house, you know, that I don't really know what's happening. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what's happening, but I know that it didn't work with the two other people. They weren't the person on page 18. They didn't have the depth and weight that I needed. My illness actually got worse. You know, it says that, little or nothing will be achieved. So little or nothing was achieved. Actually, it was quite, I thought, 2 years in here and I feel like this. I feel like hanging myself. Do you know what I mean? So I'm at a point now where I've got all my step four resentments, fear, and I'm reeling them off. Do you know what I mean? I'm getting rid of that dead work, that stuff that's eating away at me, you know. And unless I do that, I'm going to be living in my head. I'm going to be back the stage actor again. I'm going to be trying to bury my alcoholism and hope it will never see the light of day. Do you know what I mean? So I'm getting over this so I can have this experience with God and get close to my creator. As it said there, that's my main object here. I have to level my pride. I have to realize that all humans are flawed and we all make mistakes. So especially if you've got alcoholism, you're going to probably have some real deep-rooted, quiet stuff that you're not proud of. Do you know what I mean? But when you understand it is an illness and really, you know, we're hopeless. Do you know what I mean? It puts it on a new perspective. Do you know what I mean? I can't worry about things like that at this point. I just have to get on, and God's given me the power to do it. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to jump through the window. God's given you a window. Don't waste it. Do you know what I mean? Don't let your pride get the better of you. Doesn't matter. You know, it says we do not regret the past. I don't regret. I can't regret it because I can't live like that anymore. It says we avoid more with reflection. So I don't, if I find myself drifting off into that place, I use the tools in the big book, because there is nothing left for me. It says, there's nothing left but to pick up them simple tools laid at our feet. So I'm picking up the tools. I'm picking up this tool at the time. And first when I was doing it, I didn't have a clue I was like Edward Scissorhands that just found the scissors. I'm like, don't really know what I'm doing. I feel like a Bambi on ice. I really don't know, but I'm listening with that inattentive ear, with the desperation of a drowning woman. I know this man is actually reaching me and makes sense. You know, when you're drowning and God sends a lifeboat on the way, you've got to get in it. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, you're going to die. At that point, you know, being cornered and convinced, we're convinced that we've got this mental illness, progresses at an alarming rate, highly sensitive, picking up, could just sit round. You know, having dinner with my family and I picked up about 10 resentments. Not enough attention, no one likes me, bored, do you know what I mean? What are we going to do next? Highly strained and abnormal, it calls us. Putting down the drink is but a first date step of a highly strained abnormal condition, because I'm highly strained and normal because I've got an illness progressing in my mind. So I can't enjoy life like other people. They're all sitting there just enjoying the telly because they're not full up from reality. I'm feeling odd, separate, strangely abnormal, and I don't know how to connect. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, but now I find it a blessing that I've got that affliction. I've got that I've been called into purpose. I'm not here for a third dimensional existence experience down here. Mine is to have and awakening. God's put me down here. I can see that now, to have this profound change with him. He's called me into a place and he's redeemed me, you know. So, you know, why wouldn't I? I don't hold back now. I don't hold back. And sometimes my honesty used to scare people in the rooms, telling people I'm mentally ill and, you know, and this and that. But it's as entirely honest if we expect to live long and happy. So I have to be ruthless with my honesty. Doesn't just say honesty, entirely. Get it, dig it all out. Get it all up. Don't hold back. I see some people, they bring me a step five. I'm like, you're joking. You've got a few resentments on there. No, you're going to have to go back and do it again. It's a fearless fact-finding, a fact-facing process. You haven't found nothing out with that. You've got to go over your whole life with a fine-tooth comb and then come to me and be willing to share it. And then we mean business. When you produce your willingness, I can't produce that in you. I've only got my own willingness. God's put the willingness in me to do my own program and walk with him. If you're willing, and it seems, I used to think that's a bit ruthless, like letting people go, but it is. I'm pursuing this with that willingness. And I know what you need to get through, believe you me, because I've had to have something beyond human power to get me through this illness. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I've survived the Titanic at times. Do you know what I mean? But when that leveling of the pride happens, it's like a massive ingrowing hair gets pulled out and I'm relieved of it. I'm like, oh my goodness, God was right. Thank God I didn't live with that, all that filth inside of me. Do you know what I mean? All that stuff that eats away, all that stuff that causes that misery and depression, and I can't have a personal relationship. Do you know what I mean? Because I want relationships with my kids. I want to be happy with my husband. Do you know what I mean? I want life to mean something. Do you know what I mean? I want to be on the broad highway with him, walking hand to hand with the spirit of the universe. But I can't do that if I've got obstacles in my path that my mind don't want to let go of because of my pride. So that has to go to one side. Leave it over there, Lise. Get rid of it. Do you know what I mean? And the more fearlessly you face it, the more it'll uproot it. And I think someone said it before, but it's still work to be done. That is just, John used to say that, all right, that's the first bucket load. I used to think, what? That is like, that's going to clear away the wreckage of your past, but you've still got an illness that you need to deal with on a daily basis. You'd still need to take stock of yourself, but you haven't got an overload or a massive baggage of it. You know, because we've cleared away some of it. So your consciousness is a bit clearer and you can connect with God because, you know, he's relieved some of those obstacles. But it always says we must go further. I think, I used to think, what do you mean we must go further? Haven't I gone far enough, God? Do you know what I mean? But he's, you know, limitless expansion, like I said. But it all starts with following. You can't jump. You can't forward the process. You can't do eight if you haven't done five. You can't get onto three if you haven't really conceded. Do you know what I mean? So it's such powerful. I don't think the steps are so powerful for that personality change. And unless you experience an entire psychic change, there is very little hope for you. Do you know what I mean? When I read that, how deep did you really concede to that information? How far did you smash that delusion that you are hopeless? The more hopeless and the more receptive when depressed. And I was really depressed. And I hated being that depressed because I never felt my depression in my alcoholism because I was too busy running and sedating myself. So I thought I was adventurous, spontaneous. I thought I was having the life of Riley. It was only when it stopped working that my whole world come crashing down. And then I realized I had to rebuild. That was my humbling experience. That was me going, God, dear, this is really serious now. Do you know what I mean? So I have to take the steps serious. I need to go at it. You know, there's no point doing it and then I know people that are having to go back. I don't have to go back and do another five. Why would I? I've uprooted all that old gear. I've come to terms with my past. Do you know what I mean? God's helped me, forgiven me, as I forgive others as well. Not just, it's a two-way thing. You know, how can I expect God to forgive me if I'm going to hold all this resentment and fear? Nothing's worth that. Do you know what I mean? No matter what someone's done, and they've done some horrible stuff. Really, and a lot of mine, I was retaliating out of my sensitivity. I was retaliating because I think John said it. I felt under threat a lot. I felt like you threatening me. I'll retaliate and I'll show you. So my nickname was Rocky in the end. I would like literally fight through. That's I'm not saying that for that. But what I'm trying to get you to see is that's how I'm there already. I'm already ready for this retaliation. I'm already ready to respond to you because I feel threatened by what you're going to do to me. Do you know what I mean? So it's self-preservation. It's like, right, I'm not letting anyone do anything anymore. And that, but you live in a state of fear and defense all the time, which I don't. Do you know what I mean? In my heart, there's even love for my enemies. Do you know what I mean? Which I is a miracle. Do you know what I mean? I can actually understand after having my own condition and my own maladjustment. If you're running with that, you ain't got a clue, and you will step on the toes of people, and they will retaliate. And I was in that my whole life, stepping on toes, or they're stepping on my toes. Everyone's retaliating, and I used to love all that. I used to think, oh my, my alcoholism fueled on it. Do you know what I mean? This is, I'm right in the middle of it all, like the tornado that I was, thinking that, you know, this is how life is lived. But stepping away from that and having a quiet life, enjoying my day, you know, just some, going to the park with Erin and my husband yesterday, getting a bite to eat, having a game of cards. For me, that's a new experience. That is my spiritual experience, because I wasn't in that. I was in hell. It said that strange and distorted world of alcoholism that I lived in. Sordid places, broken relationships, fights. Do you know what I mean? And I didn't know how to get out of it. I had no way out. Without God making a way, and he does make a way. He says, oh, God makes a way. Yeah, I know, but you're going to have to, doesn't mean it's going to be easy though. Do you know what I mean? But if you're willing and you know that he's going to lead you through, keep walking with him and do whatever step is in front of you. Don't bawl. Run away what to? Alcoholism? Do you know what I mean? A death sentence? You know, no, thank you. You know, I've just, I find this stuff, it ignites me, like I said. Passionate about it because of what he's done for my life. You know, I've got an amazing faith. I've got an amazing relationship with the people around me, and first and foremost with Jesus. He says it's to get a better relationship with him. You know, so I've always got to renew and be willing to get rid of what's ever in me that's blocking me from him, you know. I mean, sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's pride, whatever it is. Sometimes it's self-seeking, you know, whatever it is, have a look at it, share it with another person, become accountable, get rid of it, move on. You know, but yeah, I'm going to leave it there. But thank you for asking me to share, Brian and Sarah. It's been a great